Well, good morning. It is 6:19 a.m. on Friday, February 3rd, 2023. 41 degrees, which is 5 degrees Celsius above freezing. Ha ha, bliss. 72% humidity. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. So I was sitting there marinating. Actually, I was sitting there marinating yesterday. And the north-south train went by like it do. And I looked, and there was a dude sitting in Big Hair Dude's seat, but it wasn't Big Hair Dude because he didn't have big hair. This morning, north-south train goes by, same dude is sitting in Big Hair Dude's seat. And it occurs to me, what if Big Hair Dude got a haircut? What if that is Big Hair Dude? But he got a haircut. Sorry, there. Bunch of dudes sorting through their stuff there. Didn't want to intrude. So, which got me thinking about the nature of the patterns, you see. Because this is how my brain do. If that is Big Hair Dude, and he got a haircut, several things occurred to me as my brain tumbled through its pre-caffeinated rabbit holes. One, I've talked about the delight in discovering patterns. But there are patterns and there are patterns, you see. The north-south train passing by while I'm marinating, that's a pattern, but that's an easy pattern. Anybody could find that pattern. You can go onto the website for streetcars and find the pattern. That's easy. That's an obvious pattern. But the presence of somebody on a north-south train, that's a secret pattern. That's a pattern that nobody finds unless they look for it. And that, my friends, is the delight, the triumph, the sense of achievement is when you find a pattern that no one else knows. It's your pattern. And of course, if that is Big Hair Dude, he just got a haircut, you know, he's got his pattern, but he's not aware that I know his pattern. So now we got this kind of voyeuristic thing going on. Well, and that's the other thing that's intriguing about this is that Big Hair Dude does not know me. He will probably never know me. And the fact that I know that he rides the north-south train at 6:10 every morning, it's insignificant, inconsequential minutia that has absolutely no significance, certainly in his life. It's a source of a bit of delight in mine, but that's, you know, no harm, no foul, right? But it makes me wonder how many people are aware of our existence, our presence in the world in that way, in a way of of expectation and a way of, what's the word? Anticipation. How many people are going to know that we got a haircut? How many strangers are going to know that we got a haircut? And granted, I'm a weirdo. I will freely admit that my fixation with this is an aberration. It may be shared by some. Certainly, I'm sharing it with you, but that's a different situation altogether. But, pals, there's no way to know how our choices, our actions, our movement through the world, the turbulence we create as we move through the world, there's no knowing the impact that is going to have on somebody else's life. I mean, dude's just going to work. That's, geez, guys, good morning, and ladies, Corvids, good morning, Corvids, there we go, gender neutral. But there's no way of knowing what our movements in the world are going to do or how it's going to affect the rest of the world. But, and here's kind of the cool thing, it will affect the world. We might not be aware of it. Our awareness is secondary, is again, irrelevant. But there will be an impact. Me walking this walk, passing by the people I pass by, there's an impact. There's a turbulence. Just passed by the Armory Theater. A bunch of dudes came out. One of them came out with a cart and was heading over. It looks like he's heading over to Deschutes, which is right across the street. It's like, what the hell? Suddenly I have company on my walk. It's a very populous walk this morning. Lots of folk around. So that's what the morning's marination has spawned in my brain. And now it's spawned in yours. Welcome to the viral nature of life. fascinating. So today I get to spend the afternoon with Muse, which will be lovely. We're going to solve crime with a finders seekers packet, which will be a blast. But and here's a wrinkle in the ointment, a wrinkle in the ointment. There's a mixed metaphor. But I was sitting there texting with Ro last night, and Ro pointed out that we had missed the first Thursday event. Morning. The apartment building holds this gathering between 5 and 7 on the first Thursday of every month, just to get the guests together, the tenants together, and chit-chat and all that stuff, which is very cool. And we had missed it. Yesterday was the first Thursday, and he had forgotten it, and I had forgotten it. And he was just texting to lament and see if I had gone, and I hadn't. And then he says, "So what about this water thing, man?" And it's like, what water thing? It's like, they're shutting off the water in our apartment. It's like, okay. We had a thing stuck on our door when I got home from work. It's like, huh. So I went out to my door. Sure enough, there's a thing stuck on my door. The entire building is doing an emergency shutdown of all water between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. tomorrow. Do not use your water under any circumstances. And at 5 p.m., come down to the lobby, and there will be a sign that says, water on or water off. And if it says water on, there are instructions on how to slowly turn your water back on to apparently work the air out of the pipes, yada, yada. Which is like, you know, I'm going to have Muse over. I haven't seen her in forever. This one afternoon, we're going to get together. It's the afternoon. It's not even at night. It's the afternoon. It's just a chance to spend some time. And the city's cut, the building's cutting off the water. It's like, oh my God. Morning. So Muse and I talked about it, and it's like, I could do it at her place, which would be fine. We could do it at a coffee shop, which would also be fine, but so we resolved, we'll stick it out. I went out and I got like 4 gallons of water. So if we get thirsty or want to brew a cup of coffee, a pot of coffee or whatever, we can do that. But Muse had this brilliant idea of filling the bathtub before they shut off the water so that we can turn off the water line into the toilet, but we can still use the toilet and then just refill it from the water in the bathtub. It's like, oh my God, you're genius. I want to be on your, when the zombie apocalypse comes, I want to be on Team Muse, man, because we're going to survive. She is so smart. So that's exactly what I'm doing. So I'm going to go home, post this, take a shower, clean up the apartment, and then fill up the bathtub. Clean up the apartment in terms of things that need water. And then fill up the bathtub and await the arrival of my love, which... and do some voice work in the interim. So, yeah. Busy morning. Busy frickin' morning. And I'm back at Jameson Square. So, that concludes our stroll of a Friday. Ah, Friday. The weekend is upon us, lurking just around the corner, waiting to waylay us with fabulosity. I hope you have a great Friday. I hope your water stays on. I hope you get to use the toilet and run water and water your plants and do all the things that you do with water. I hope you get to do that. I hope your patterns, your turbulence in the world brings joy to someone, or that somebody else's turbulence brings joy to you. But because there's going to be turbulence, it's what we do. And the other thing we do is create. And that's what Zig says. Zig says, despite everything, create. It's like, we can't help it. But I think what he's talking about is, of course, intentful creation, which is a whole different thing. Accidental creation, sure. I mean, we do that, and that's awesome. That's what we do. But when you do it on purpose, oh, different thing altogether. Mostly for you. You know, accidental creation, intentful creation, the universe, I'm not sure it really cares. But when you create, you participate. You are an active engager in the world. And that's what's kind of cool. So, you know, actively engage, create. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because that combination, creation and love, that's alchemy, man. That's gold. That's joy. That's good stuff. Get some good stuff. I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.